Well, good morning. This morning, the title of my message is going to be on forgiveness. And maybe before we start, we can bow for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you that we can be here this morning and gather here and look into your word and sing praises to you and just seek to honor you. I pray that you would be with each of us that are sharing and give us strength and your words and help us to forgive others and know your forgiveness that you give to us when we come to you in repentance. And just guide this morning, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I guess I have 4 points I'd like to make here. The first one is our forgiveness of others relating to God's forgiveness to us. And second, under what conditions must we forgive others? And three is the effects of unforgiveness. And four is the freedom of forgiveness. So, for a definition of forgiveness, I came up with letting go of grudges, bitterness, and resentment towards something someone has done. So it's a letting go of something that we're holding against someone. For our first point, our forgiveness of others relating to God's forgiveness of us, I'd like to look at Matthew 18, starting verse 23 and going to the end of the chapter. I guess I'll read that last verse first, and I think it'll help us to understand these verses better if we start with the last verse. It says, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses." Then Matthew 18:23 says, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And when he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Another one that relates to God's forgiving us when we forgive others is Mark 11:24-26. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And I'd also like to look at Matthew 5:23-24. This does not speak of our forgiveness of others, but it parallels it in that to have a right relationship with God, we need to have a right relationship with others. Matthew 5:23-24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So, I'd like to look at what conditions we're called to forgive others. And in Luke chapter 17, there's a couple verses I'm going to look at. Luke 17:3-4 says, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." It says to forgive when others repent, so we aren't to hold on to anything. Also in Colossians 3:13. Is forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We are to forgive as Christ forgives us, and that is a step beyond forgiving when others repent, I think. And on the cross, Luke 23:34, Jesus says, 23:34. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Here he was asking for their forgiveness, even though they were still doing wrong, as they were doing wrong to him. He desired their forgiveness. And then in Acts 7:6, verse 60. As Stephen was being stoned, he had the same kind of forgiveness as Jesus had on the cross, and says he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And I believe this is the kind of forgiveness we're supposed to have for others. And the effects of unforgiveness, Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12:14-15. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." When we do not forgive others, we won't have peace with them, and will likely be bitter against them. Unforgiveness is like a weed, and when we hold bitterness and grudges in our heart, it takes root and grows. Unforgiveness holds us in bondage. It takes away our joy and freedom, especially when we are around those who we will not forgive. And then looking at the freedom of forgiveness. When we forgive others, we free ourselves from the weight that bitterness brings on us. And I found something that the Mayo Clinic put out on health, and so they wrote, letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way for improved health and peace of mind. Forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, improved mental health, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, fewer symptoms of depression, lower blood pressure, a stronger immune system, improved heart health, and improved self-esteem. So it was interesting what they put out on forgiveness. And I guess we can see that God's way is the best way, and in all things that he asks of us when we do it, we'll be healthier for it physically and definitely spiritually. The greatest freedom of all is to receive God's forgiveness. And 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's an amazing promise right there. And Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. That's all I have to share. I hope we can be encouraged by that and challenged to forgive others.